For the first time in Alaskan history, a Thai Buddhist temple in Anchorage was fully consecrated or made holy. It was a landmark event for Buddhists from the state and around the world. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman attended the ceremony.
A monk from Thailand speaks to the packed small sanctuary over a mic. People spill out the door, smartphones held high, trying to get photos of the monks in their deep orange robes. They respond in unison to his words and actions. They're watching the official consecration of the temple when the room on the side of an old log house in Midtown Anchorage transforms from a human space for prayer and meditation to a holy space the Buddha can enter. The temple has been there for 20 years, but before it could only be used for limited purposes, like meditation. During the ceremony, 9 granite balls, called Loknimit, are buried around the sides and center of the temple to mark the sacred space. In the hallway by the door, one of the balls is suspended over a hole. It's covered in bits of gold leaf and coins held on with Vaseline. Cholata Jarupkorn, who comes to Wat Alaska Yanavararam to meditate, says donating is an honor.
They believe that if they do that, then, you know, in the next life they will have a, you know, good life, or even this life, you know, like you doing a good, you know, good deed.
And it has other perks.
Because the name of that stone is Loknimit, it's like you can always make a wish.
So did you make a wish?
Yes.
Yes. You don't want to share, do you?
I just want to have a happy life.
The ball has been hanging over the hole for more than 2 years now, waiting for the official consecration. And finally, it's time. Suki Edmonds, from Thailand, approaches the ball with an ornate curved blade and starts hacking away the thin, dried vines that hold it up. The ball drops into the hole. Edmund's excitement is palpable. Even when the crowd wanders away, she has trouble finishing her sentences.
I'm so happy. That's all. So happy. Look at my wife. You can talk.
Edmund says she traveled almost 24 hours just for the 3-day event. Only one temple is consecrated per year in this sect of Buddhism. This year it's in Alaska. Next year in Arkansas. The event attracts lay people and monks from around the world. Edmonds and her friends raised more than $4,000 for the temple and for the honor of releasing the ball.
This has happened. This is first. This is lifetime. It might be first time in my life, in the lifetime. I say, I can doing this.
The ceremony also marked the first time that Buddhist monks could be officially ordained in Alaska. Seven soon-to-be monks gather in the temple for their ordination, dressed all in white. Before changing into their official orange robes, they must accept the 227 rules of their new lives. Pensari Bunswane, a temple ambassador from North Carolina, says becoming a monk is a great honor for the men and their families, but it's not easy.
Thou shalt not kill, not steal, not commit adultery, or in this case, no sex, and not lie, or not talk too much, or not use the bad word, and no drinking, and cannot eat after 12, and also they cannot sing, dance.
Many of the new monks are old men who gave up their previous lives, including marriages, in order to be ordained. Two of them will stay in Alaska with the monks who already live at the Wat. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.